From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Diplomas and a brief distraction at graduation at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. About 75 demonstrators, including some members of the class of 24, chanted anti-war messages, waving Palestinian flags, briefly drowning out speakers at the podium until campus police escorted them to the back of the stadium. Police action to clear out camping protesters at the University of Chicago is expected. In Chicago, ABC's Trey Ward.
After 5 days of occupying this portion of campus and what protesters call failed negotiations with the university to disclose its investments, UChicago's president calling the demonstration, quote, disruptive, and saying the university now must intervene.
Talks taking place in Cairo to try to negotiate a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
The U.S. with the Egyptians and Qataris pushing the process at a critical moment for people in Gaza and the families of those hostages, including, we believe, five Americans. The U.S. calling Israel's offer on the table generous, saying they've made important concessions.
The flood watch in effect through tomorrow afternoon in southeast Texas, where torrential rains flooded hundreds of homes. In Conroe, Texas, ABC News forecaster Samara Theodore.
The Trinity and San Jacinto Rivers both in major flood stages, with another round of heavy rain expected tomorrow. Some homes almost entirely underwater.
It's probably 12 to 15 feet deep here.
Waylon Hicks was forced to evacuate his home in Cold Spring, Texas, north of Houston, returning to the house by boat after helping families evacuate the flooded neighborhood.
We helped 3 or 4 families get out.
First responders already conducting water rescues for more than 400 people.
Donald Trump campaigning in Florida, previewing possible running mates at Republican fundraisers. Dick Rutan, who with Jenna Yeager were first to fly around the world with no stops or refueling, is dead at 85. You're listening to ABC News. A record in London politics, and to the victor,
it's truly an honor to be re-elected for a third term.
That's Sadiq Khan's lopsided win for the Labour Party, crushed his opponent, and proved to be hugely disappointing for the UK's governing Conservatives. This ahead of an upcoming general election. Sadiq Khan re-elected in London for a third term. At Ohio's Kent State University, the annual commemoration of the May 4th shooting in 1970. 4 students were killed when the Ohio National Guard fired into a crowd of students who were demonstrating against the Vietnam War. An organizer, Sophia Swingle.
It is hard to read the news of universities shutting down campuses and expelling protesting students, police brutality against peaceful protesters, and the Speaker of the House ludicrously suggesting that these campuses deserve the National Guard's presence, and not think of or hear nods to what happened here on this very ground 54 years ago.
The Federal Reserve seeing better news in yesterday's monthly jobs report for April toward cutting interest rates. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
Wages also rose less than expected, up 3.9% from a year ago. That's the smallest gain in nearly 3 years. Bad news for workers, but good news for the Fed and its fight against inflation, since higher wages can be inflationary.
Our Alexis Christophorus. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.